America Weekend.
Welcome back to Smith Sabatino. Roland Smith here with Carl Sabatino and a wonderful special guest. His name is Joey Reynolds, and I will let my partner Carl Sabatino tell you a little bit about Joey from his experience.
One of the true icons.
Why would you have him describe me when I'm sitting here?
Describe yourself, Joey?
Of course, I don't need you.
Well, it's called an introduction, Joey.
In my life, I've been doing this since I'm four.
Okay, who are you?
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Carl's friend. I'm the only one left. welcome to Reynolds Sabatino.
End of introduction.
We just got rid of him. are great. I remember you guys on the air in New Jersey last year because I would drive from the New York area and listen to you on Sunday nights.
Yes.
And you would talk about things like, at that time it was political.
And we've gone uptown, as they say.
Noticed now you got wimpy. You know, now you're talking about peeing in the pool and standing up at concerts. What the hell's going on here?
And then we bring you on and it changes.
Well, now the question is, did you ever pee in the pool and did you ever stand up at a concert?
I peed at Woodstock because there was no pool. No, let me tell you about what that standing thing is. I went to see Ozzy Osbourne. I take that back. Excuse me. It was Elvis Costello. He had a wonderful week at the Lincoln Center, and one week he did it with Burt Bacharach, you know, which dignified both eras. And then he came alone and did one night of all of his hits and the next night of his nostalgia music. So he had two different bookings at the same time, you know, the same week. Now, when he came out, everybody stood up. And you're right. You couldn't see him or the show. And you know what? And I said, this is such a cheap trick. I know why they did it. So this guy gets a standing ovation even before he works.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a trick. But all of a sudden, you know, everybody thinks we love him on video.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still standing by for my introduction. I want you to know that.
Yeah,
I'm still
over
it. Well,
your friend. That's
I know,
all
but I want to get a few points in for our lovely audience.
Why?
Because it's important to establish.
For what? What's the difference? I mean, you know, you got a great show.
Here
he
is.
All over the country.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the
next president of the United States, Joey Reynolds.
Oh, get out of here. You know, who'd ever have that? It's only a $200,000 a year job. Ellen DeGeneres makes 50 times that. So what happens now with this broadcast? Does everybody know where we are? Do they know we are broadcasting from a hut in Guam?
That's correct. And we're not going to tell them.
No.
Do they know that Southwest Airlines is the only airline that serves this toilet? We're in Long Island. Do you tell anybody that?
No.
Why don't you tell them that?
We hang it low, as they say. This is on the down low.
No, but why don't you tell them? See, this is a very glamorous place. You're in a showcase studio, and you have a great... I came here. I drove here.
Yes, I know you did.
So that I could find a parking spot. Nothing there.
You had to park 60 miles away.
No, this is great. It's really a wonderful location.
But
do you validate?
Let's get serious here for a quick moment. What are you doing these days, and what do you hope to do in the next few months?
The journalist over here.
There you go. He popped it right in there.
I've had a lot of years of being on the air since I'm 13 years old on radio and television. I started on TV, which most people don't realize. And like you, Roland,
Buffalo, right?
I was pretty once.
Yeah.
So what happened was, you know, I got a little bit more into doing everything I ever wanted to do. And that's the true story. You know, I mean, we don't talk about that a lot in life. But, you know, we're in a culture, and I'm being semi-serious here, that doesn't respect, since I've been alive, color, gender, and age. We have such issues with all three of those things. I've never seen them go away. They are not biodegradable. And the one that I'm experiencing right now is not the color. I'm not experiencing my religious belief is not even a question. But, you know, at this point, it's my age.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever wants to say why they're getting rid of you. They don't want to talk about it because they know that it's illegal, first of all. And so you're working in a society of dunces. And, you know, remember that book, Confederacy of Dunces?
I do.
Well, where's the Confederacy? I'd like to join that team. And I'm not saying it to be mad. I'm not angry. I'm not an angry guy. I sound loud, but I'm not angry. My kid's mistaken that. I have a real passion for equality in our own belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you learn something, and then you think it's going to be that way. And I'm not talking about the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. You know, we're talking about our early days of school, where we're trained a certain way. And then when you get older, I can say it this way. When I was in grade school, I was Joey. Then I became, to the nuns, I was Joseph. Then I became Joe. And as an adult, I became Joey again. You know, I mean, it's confusing. Now, when I was a child, I was told that in school by the nuns, birds of a feather flock together because we used to hang out and make trouble, right? Mm-hmm. Then later on, you learn like seeks like. As you go to college, they say opposites attract. So, you know, you get all these contradicting messages. Now, I know the bottom line on that one is not like seeks like, birds of a feather flock together. But the real truth is sick picks sick. and that's... Well,
define that, please.
Well, because if you have... I'm alcoholic, you know. So when I wanted to drink, I went with other alcoholics. I didn't hang around with the prudent people, but rather I was with the guys who were going to get loaded.
Teetotalers, as you were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of things in my life, and
yes,
some
man.
Of them were self-destructive.
We all have.
I'm not ashamed of saying it. I'm not living through the shame part of it right now. I've come to terms with a lot of things. But I am on a mission right now for... I would say for the age issue, and that's not why I'm on this broadcast, but I just thought of it today. You know, we're older guys, three of us, and we've been through a lot, and we've done a lot, and we have a lot to offer. And yet you're looking at a society that worships teens. And we really need, they need us, and we need them. You need to have the fuel and the energy from the young people, but they also need to have our experience, and they need a genetic transformation. You know, I mean, a lot of them, we created it too, incidentally. I don't blame anybody. We become enablers. We've done a lot of codependency, and we've done so many things that are, I want to give you more than I ever had, but at the risk of my not having what I already earned, which is not the correct philosophy, but that's what we do. And then, you know, we're the double part of it, and I know I'm talking a lot, but the double part of it is that we're in a society of electronics, and that which has helped us has separated us. For instance, there would be no 9/11 if it weren't for a cell phone, because they wouldn't have been able to pull that off without that wonderful invention called the cell phone. Wouldn't have been able to do that. So, you know, what helps you hurts you. We have to have a balance. You got to really figure out what you're going to do with whatever has been invented. The rudeness of cell phones, you know, texting, mm-hmm. even during my sex life, I did that. You know, it's not good.
As long as you did it with one hand, Joey, that's another story again.
Carl, are you going to do the bleeps or do I do the bleeps?
I'm going to try to do the bleeps.
No, Carl, you're not going to introduce me, are you?
I'm working on the introduction.
In a nutshell, you were one of the premier disc jockeys in the United States for many, many years. You introduced the Stars. You introduced the Beatles. You introduced
Howard Stern and Imus and all the rest.
A litany of folks.
Four seasons, actually. I locked myself in a room and I played their record until I got fired, which is 4 hours. And the cops came. And that's
a true story.
That is true?
Yeah, that was
true
in Hartford.
Say that again. WPLP. Tell us again.
It's in the show in Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
I mean, that they don't mention me and in the movie, but that's what I did. I was the guy who did that. I was on WPOP in Hartford. And incidentally, the program director was Morton Downey Jr.
That's correct.
You talk about a room full of maniacs.
There you
wow.
go.
Don't say Dago. So, you know, we have a very, very good history, all yeah. of us. And, you know, one of the things that I did back then was whatever I wanted. And that's what's wrong, is that the program directors and the gatekeepers don't let people do what they want. And, you know, they got everything figured out. And if you're going to micromanage everything and you're going to have research, first of all, we need to search. Research means you go back. We need to search. That's the first part missing. Then you research. And the other thing is to not have all these experts. Everybody's got everything figured out, and they got it all bottom line. And we used to be, when we were kids, we would go to the radio and the TV. Now the radio and the TV comes to us. It's a different dynamic. However, the money part was not the predominant reason why people did things. You did money. Money was a reward for your behavior or your actions or your work. And now it's become the raison d'etre. You know, you do things because you're going to make money. But we started all that by sending kids to school where they're going to learn how to make money. So, you know, it worked against us in the long run. I'm saying too much. I'm shutting
up. No, you're not. The key here is that to amortize your talent today, you need to have freedom.
Yeah,
is that,
exactly.
Is that a fair thing to say?
I walk in a room and I play the records I wanted to play. And it was always a mistake because the first half hour I'd play the records I liked. The last half hour of the show I'd play the records I liked. And I had no sense of balance. So a consultant comes in and says, well, you know, the audience wants this and they like that. And they had everything figured out. And you know what? They had nothing figured out because the audience is all over the map. Let me tell you something. I was all over the map. And guess what? So are you. And so is everybody. People put all kinds of songs on their iPod. Or their, you know, whatever they're storing their information on. They pick their own music. They pick their own shows. They do whatever they want to do, but they're all over the map. And the business of radio is not all over the map. It's formatted and direct, and it's targeted and stupid. Hello.
And speaking of that?
And speaking of that, Carl Sabatino with Jory Reynolds and Roland Smith, and we're going around with Stupid. We're back. Stay with us.
America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.